when you buy a house or move to a neighborhood, there's some things you need to know before you move in.
Okay.
One thing is, how noisy is the neighborhood?
I mean, New York City, you don't worry about that.
Okay, but outskirts of New York City, you want to know.
Right, I guess everywhere else you want to know. Like, if you're moving somewhere and you want to think it's quiet, is it quiet?
So a Japanese website is now showing maps of neighborhoods that have noisy kids.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so if you want to move to a place that has no kids, you can find that map and say, okay, I want to move here. But there's other neighborhoods that are just noisy all the time. It's like, I have two kids in this neighborhood that all they do is ride a bike up and down. And when you walk outside, they go, hi, 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 hi. Oh, so I would put that on the website. So I want to know, what do you want to have on your map to the place you're moving to that you don't want?
Oh, that's good. I like that. I would say the one thing I don't want, and this is a biggie, I don't want to live in an area or a neighborhood where they allow too much construction.
Right.
That's a big issue in my building. I didn't even think to ask that when I moved in. Like, are most of the apartments fully renovated, or are people still going to be renovating? Is the building going to be renovating? How many new hallways and new carpeting, and how much of that new stuff are you doing? You wallpapering everything all over again in 2 years? Like, I should have asked that question, because I got to tell you, we get woken up all the time by what sounds like a jackhammer, but they're literally doing a gut renovation of an apartment above us, below us, next to us. And the way the noise travels in this building, they can be demolishing something on the other side. It sounds like they're literally right in our living room.
Yeah. Well, how long does it take somebody usually to renovate a whole apartment? Probably a couple of months.
Funny you should ask that, because there's an apartment on our floor that started renovating last June.
Oh,
okay. Last June. And I run into her in the hallway and I said, how much longer are you doing this? She goes, they promised me I can move in by Christmas. I was like, that's a long time. I mean, they built the Empire State Building in 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Empire State Building.
Right.
They took
so they
that
should,
in 18 months.
They should finish apartment 16A in a month.
And it's a studio. It's not even like it's a giant apartment.
How long does that take? That should take an afternoon.
I'm sorry. They're still working. We got woken up this morning again, because they're still working on that damn apartment. She moved back in December because the bedroom was done, but nothing else is done. She's got the bedroom and the bathroom. She has no kitchen. She has no living room. I don't know what else, the closets. I don't know what else they're doing. But okay, so now it's June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, almost March.
That's when you need to put overalls on and a tool belt and go knock on the door and say, move. I'm helping you. I'm doing whatever you need done.
They still have all the... So when you do this kind of work, you have to put on the door all of your... the city has to allow it. You need
everything
all
that
kinds
you're doing
of like,
inside that apartment.
Right, exactly. You need like all kinds of licenses and I forget what they call, like, you know, whatever certificates you need to
building permits.
Building permits. Yeah, all the permits. Thank you very much. So all the permits are all taped to the door still with a big sign that says only 4 people allowed in here at one time. Masks required, that whole thing. It's all still up there on the door. It's been there since June. June for a studio apartment. What is she having done in there? I said to her, I was like, when you're done, I want to see what you're doing in here. It better be like
the Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal. Hall.
Right.
Yeah.
It better be Trump in here. Trump better have exploded inside this place.
I want to see a gold bathroom. I want to see a gold toilet. There had to be something in here that was just like inlaid and hard to do.
JP,
I'm sure not.
JP for Life 87 says hi. So hi, JP for Life 87, whoever that is.
Hi, JP.
So you want construction. What I want to know is people that mow their lawns all weekend long.
Right. Don't you have laws as to when you can and can't mow? Aren't there rules
No.
in your area?
No, it's the real Jeremy, you dope. Okay, sorry. Hide the
Okay.
real Jeremy. No, because they do it all weekend long. And David Spade has a really great joke about leaf blowers, that you
Okay.
never see a leaf blower not blowing leaves. They're always going on. You never see one just sitting there and not
Right.
making noise. They just
Yeah.
always make noise. And all weekend long, from 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 p.m. at night, all you hear is people working on yards, and it
Yeah,
drives
so you
me
want before you move
crazy.
into an area, you want to know, but there's no neighborhood you can move into where people are not going to be mowing their lawn or blowing leaves or doing shoveling, using a snow blower. I mean, it's you can't tell people to not take care of their lawns because then you're going to get upset that their lawns grew too high.
Right, and that's why I want to move somewhere where I can shoot a gun in every direction and not hit a house. That's where I want to move.
It's so funny. My mother said the same thing. My mother's really into, she's got a whole bunch of guns. She's really into, that's her thing. Funny, she went to recently, she went to a shooting range and she came back with her targets. That woman can shoot. I do not want to be the I don't want to piss her off ever again. I'm not going to be on the receiving end of any of her guns. But she said that the problem is she can't find anywhere to live anymore where she's completely rural, where she can just shoot a gun and not worry about hitting an animal, a house, a person, a car. You
Right.
know, everything is so overbuilt around here. She'd have to move out to the Midwest.
And that's why I like living where I live, because at any given point you can walk outside and hear gunshots. And I swear somebody was
Really?
shooting a freaking cannon the other day. Just a cannon. I guess they have a Civil War cannon that they're shooting
Wow.
up. And people don't even call the police. They don't do anything. They're going, it's a gun.
So somebody can go like shoot their husband, and you wouldn't know the difference. Like, yeah, I hear shots all the time around here. How did I know she was murdering her husband? It just sounded like anybody else shooting a gun.
It could be a squirrel. It could be shooting at anything. But I'm telling you, you're sitting out on the back porch. You hear bam, 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 bam. You're like, open a beer.
I'd be such a New Yorker. The minute I hear that, I would call the police, and they'd probably be like, "Oh, it's this bitch again."
Stop it. There's everybody around you. But no, it's just a metaphor that I want to be able to shoot in this direction and not hit a house. I want to be
Right,
able to
right.
walk out naked on my back porch and nobody see.
And nobody can see you. That I think that must be some really good freedom. Like one time I'd like to just go somewhere that's so far away from civilization that you can shoot a gun and walk around naked and just it not be a problem. Like nobody can see you.
And
And
there
by the way,
are
if you want to give
places
us a
like that.
call, our number is 917-310-1330. 917-310-1330. We are taking
Yeah,
calls
I
right
wonder
now.
what the real Jeremy doesn't want in his neighborhood.
Yeah, what would you not want in your neighbor? Like, if you were buying a house, what was the one thing that you'd want them to tell you ahead of time to prepare you? Like, there's probably people that just don't like dogs, for example. Like, there's barking dogs.
No.
Tell me ahead of time if they're barking dogs.
We had that problem. Jeremy says stray
Yes.
cats. He doesn't want stray cats.
Yeah, that
Yeah,
noise.
because
Yeah,
there's
that's
always
probably a lot.
cats walking around, getting into your trash and driving your cats or your dogs crazy.
Yeah, Anthony and I had a neighbor that had, it was a teeny tiny apartment, and she had 13 chimes.
Oh my God, and she's
You don't even need,
still.
you don't need one chime in an apartment, let alone 13. 13 chimes. And the wind would blow just a tiny bit, and you would just hear every note of chime you could possibly hear. Ding, 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 ding. We want to go up there and strangle her.